Chapter: The Wrong Kind of Attention. The next morning, Twilight was ready with a plan. She had woken up in the middle of the night thinking about all the kids at Canterlot High. Fluttershy said I'd need to win over all those different groups if I want to become Princess of the Fall Formal. So I've compiled a list of talking points, Twilight explained. First, she would introduce herself. Next, she would sprinkle in some things she'd learned about this world into casual conversation, maybe something about computers. Then they would decide that she was really nice and want to vote for her for Fall Formal Princess. Spike ambled across the dewy grass on the front lawn next to her.
You made a list? That's so unlike you.
Twilight bent down to her pup and opened her backpack.
Come on, Spike. Time to make a good first impression on my fellow students. The whole world sort of depends on it.
Spike climbed in with a whimper. This hiding thing was already getting old. Inside the school, Principal Celestia's voice boomed through some sort of magical announcement system as Twilight navigated her way through the bustling main halls. Good morning, students, and happy Thursday. Just a reminder to pick up your ballots for the Princess of the Fall Formal today. They are due by the time the dance starts tomorrow night, so don't forget to vote and make your voice heard. Twilight smiled. She was actually getting sort of excited about the whole thing. She scanned the hallway for someone new to meet. There were lots of kids around, so it would be pretty easy. Twilight spotted a fashionista girl wearing a cute dress and pink knee socks with sparkles in them. Perfect.
Hi, I'm Twilight, she waved to the girl. Love your socks. Pink is definitely the new black.
The girl gave Twilight a funny look before shuffling off to one of her friends. The two of them whispered something to each other, looked back at Twilight, and began to giggle.
That was weird.
Hey there, Twilight said to a burly guy in a blue Wonder Colts football jersey. Offense sells tickets, but defense wins games, she grinned.
Surely her knowledge of the game, football, would help her to connect with him. But the boy didn't smile back. He just looked at his friends and then laughed.
How rude!
Twilight looked around the hallway in confusion. It wasn't just the fashionista and football guy who were laughing at her. Almost all the students were giving her strange looks.
Spike, Twilight whispered to her backpack. Why is everybody looking at me funny?
Psst! A voice hissed from nowhere. Suddenly, an arm adorned with a gold bangle bracelet reached out and yanked Twilight into an empty classroom. Twilight now stood face to face with a pretty girl. She had dark purple hair and wore a diamante hair clip. Her long eyelashes enhanced her worry-filled big blue eyes.
Rarity?
Twilight suddenly recognised the girl from the yearbook picture. She wore a lavender skirt with Rarity's cutie mark of three diamonds on it. Rarity pulled out a wig and slapped it on Twilight's head.
Too poofy!
Rarity winced. She pulled out another.
Too shiny, she exclaimed. What are you doing?
Twilight said, yanking the shiny wig off her head. It was all hot and itchy. Besides, she liked her mane how it was, indigo with a few chunks of pink and plum running through it. Rarity looked Twilight up and down like she was some sort of project.
We need something that says I am totally new here and you have never seen me before. Everyone's going to remember the purple and pink, darling, from the video.
She riffled through her bag, which contained a ridiculous amount of extra clothes. She found a green dress and began to dress Twilight like a doll.
This is good. No one will recognise you.
Why wouldn't I want to be... Twilight said, her voice muffled by the green fabric. Rarity ignored Twilight's question and bent down to Spike, who had jumped out of his backpack prison. She gave him a little pat on the head and his tail started wagging.
and will need a disguise for your adorable dog, too. With a little work, I think I could make him look like a rabbit."
Twilight was still trying to figure out why she even needed a disguise when Applejack burst into the room.
"There you are, Twilight!"
Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie filed in after her.
"Oh, pooh!" huffed Rarity. She threw her arms up in defeat. "So much for the disguise."
"We've been looking all over for you," Applejack said.
"I like your new look, Twilight,"
Pinkie Pie chirped. Rarity scoffed.
"Yes, well, I do have an eye for these sorts of things, not that you seem to care."
The comment struck a chord in Twilight. As much as she tried not to care that these versions of her best friends weren't getting along, it really bothered her. She wanted to say something about it, but she held her tongue. A subject change was better.
"So why were you all looking for me? What's going on?"
By the looks on everyone's faces, she could tell that whatever it was bad. Very, very bad. The girl showed her the screen on Pinkie Pie's laptop and played a video. Twilight Sparkle gasped at what she saw.
"But this all happened yesterday, at the library," she protested, genuinely stumped. "How did a video of me falling over and acting like... I mean, me acting strange get on the computer?"
The video was awful. It included all the embarrassing things that had happened to Twilight, including when she dropped a stack of books and started picking them up with her mouth out of habit. At the end of the montage, Sunset Shimmer had come on screen and urged everyone not to vote for Twilight for Princess.
"Has everyone in the school seen this?" Twilight asked.
So that explained all the weird glances and whispers.
"Geez, high school was really rough."
Rarity sighed.
"Ah, she did the same thing to me when I tried to be Princess of the Spring Fling. Had those freshmen, Snips and Snails, follow me to the boutique where I work after school. They filmed me pretending a mannequin was a prince and asking him for a kiss.
Rarity started to blush crimson at the memory. Applejack shook her head and crossed her arms.
"I tried to tell you, Twilight."
Pinkie Pie jumped up.
"Sunset Shimmer's got things all turned around. People are supposed to laugh with you, not at you. Duh!"
Twilight slumped.
"What am I going to do? No one is going to vote for me after seeing this." "Not that it will make any difference, but I'd still vote for you."
Fluttershy looked up from staring at her shoes.
"You were so nice to me when Sunset Shimmer was picking on me yesterday."
Pinkie Pie walked over to Twilight and leaned on a desk.
"If you still want to run, maybe there's something I can do to help."
Twilight was about to thank her when Fluttershy leaned in and made a big show of shielding her mouth.
"Word of advice, don't accept her help. She doesn't take anything seriously." "Why do you have to be so awful to me?"
Pinkie whined.
"Don't play innocent, Pinkie Pie," snapped Rarity. "You're no better than she is." "Listen to your carrying on. Get over it and move on," Applejack chimed in.
Rarity scoffed.
"You mean like how you've gotten over what happened with Rainbow Dash? The way she said she'd bring the softball team to your bake sale and then was a total no-show?"
This was more than Twilight could handle. All four girls were dishing insults at one another left and right. The ponies she knew back home would never talk to anyone like that, especially not their friends.
"Stop, all of you!"
Twilight yelled, bringing the bickering to a halt.
"I want to show you something."
Twilight dug through her backpack and found the yearbook. This was just what the girls needed to remind them of their friendship.
"You were friends once."
Twilight pushed the open book toward them. Applejack was the first to crack.
"The freshman fair," she said, a trace of longing in her voice. "You'll remember."
Twilight turned to face them, All four were staring at the picture, fighting the urge to smile at the memory. But something happened. I think that something was Sunset Shimmer.
Sunset Shimmer wasn't the one who ruined my silent auction for the animal shelter by bringing fireworks and noisemakers,
Fluttershy pouted.
It was supposed to be a serious event and Pinky ruined it.
What are you talking about?
Pinky looked at Fluttershy like she was crazy.
I got a text from you saying that you didn't want a silent auction. You wanted a big party. I never sent you a text.
Fluttershy blinked innocently. Pinky made a face.
You didn't?
After they cleared up that misunderstanding, it soon came out that Pinkie Pie and Rarity had been similarly tricked. Someone had been sending Rarity emails using Pinkie's name. But it was all a lie. Twilight wasn't sure what texts and emails were, but it certainly seemed like Sunset Shimmer had been causing trouble at Canterlot High for a very long time. All that was about to change, though, and there was just one girl left who needed to know the truth about her friends.